mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert.
What is this? I don't even recognize.
This is Jewel.
Your friend Jewel.
Oh, it is? Yeah. How did I not? We just went further into the song.
Yeah.
So let's. I actually haven't talked to her. I should send her an email. Find out what's going on with her. See what she's promoting.
Ah, now I get it. Yeah.
No matter what they say, it's going to be all right. It's going to be a good day. Going to be.
Gonna be.
All right, let's find out what you need to know today before we bring in Dr. Jack Stockwell, who will. I think we ought to talk to Jack a little about the marketplace, find out how askance he is with it, the insurance, whether he...
You should ask him if he knows about the difference between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't tell him.
All right, that's coming right up. Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of our three medical experts here on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, lawmakers from both parties are warning the partial government shutdown could last for weeks. What difference does it make? The only people getting screwed are the American public. The workers are going to get paid even though they're not working, and they're going to collect unemployment. So how do you like that with your Cheerios this morning, boys and girls? 888-302-3684. You heard me correctly. The individual states, if you work for the federal government and you live in Minnesota, you can apply for unemployment benefits from the state of Minnesota.
And then you'll get your money back.
Right.
And then you'll get paid anyway.
The labor department is going to show you how to do that, and then you're going to get paid on top of that when the government reopens and the checks get reissued.
I wonder if there's anybody smart enough to go, well, wait a minute, you collected unemployment, so we need to deduct that from your back pay that we're now paying you, and this is the amount that you're still
owed. No. 888-302-3684. The computer hiccups yesterday blemished the initial sign-up for the health insurance. New online marketplaces appear to have drawn heavy interest. We'll talk to Dr. Dak.
Dr. Dak.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's a wonderful
guy. Hello, I'm Dr. Dak.
Let's see here. The Jacksonville airport was evacuated yesterday. Police discovered two suspicious packages and closed the airport for several hours. How many suspicious packages might there be? Every package, by its definition, is suspicious.
Boy, is that true?
It is. I mean, they're all wrapped up in brown paper. Was that? And then nothing, they discovered nothing. So all those people inconvenienced for all that amount of time just so they could close the airport, fill people full of fear.
At some point, almost every other week in Washington, D.C. area, there is some kind of shutdown somewhere because of a suspicious package.
Now, experts are saying, excuse me, that the mall attack will cost...
The Kenya mall attack, right?
Right. Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
Not the Los Angeles mall attack.
Teenagers.
The Kenyan mall attack will cost them $250 million in lost revenue because of tourism, that kind of stuff. And plus, they got to rebuild that mall in one way, shape, or form.
And it was upscale, as every media outlet told you.
Upscale for them is a strip mall here. 888-302-3684. A helmet cam captured the mayhem in New York as bikers chased an SUV around.
Oh, that was crazy.
If you haven't seen that, yeah, it is. I don't want to... this kind of a story,
as far as I'm concerned, goes nowhere. There's no heroes in this story at all.
Okay, so let's move on. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to be here in a moment. We will talk for a minute with him about the new marketplace, not for ideas, but for insurance, and how that may affect someone in his line of work. He's a chiropractor. How are they affected in the mainstream by this sort of insurance coverage or the changes in insurance coverage? Coming right up, this is Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
It's 14 after the hour, the Doug Staffin Good Day program, and included in the things that you need to know today, dealing with the marketplace, the insurance marketplace, buying health insurance, the official launch of the new health care or insurance act. It was, as predicted, full of glitches. So I brought Jack in, as usual. He's normally in with us at this hour every week to talk about health issues. What, if anything, does this mean to you, the and to the patients, the clients that you have in your chiropractic office? Jack, as most of you know, at jackstockwell.com has all kinds of information about really important things developing in the world of medicine from the alternative point of view. Jack is one of only 24 NUCA board-certified chiropractors here. And so he has not only the chiropractic background, but the nutritional background. And so if people sort of follow your advice to eat real food, who needs insurance? Right?
Well, do you remember what Congressman Pelosi said when she was Speaker of the House as to why they should go ahead and pass this thing? You remember what she said?
Read it afterwards.
Yeah, the only way we're ever going to know what's in this thing is to go ahead and pass it. And the only way we're ever going to really know what's in this thing is the unelected bureaucrats that begin to administer this thing. I mean, we have a skeleton. We've read various parts of it. We know about the review panels, and we know about the salaries being set, and we know about several other aspects of it. But the majority, the real impetus, the real dynamic behind it won't be revealed until it's set loose. And it starts yesterday with the, you know, with the insurance stuff and the exchanges and all these things going on, that President Obama comes out yesterday and says immediately, you know, look at all the people scrambling for this. And, you know, the GOP should go ahead and quit dragging their feet and go ahead and join the effort here. Well, the people were scrambling yesterday because that's what the law is. They're compelled to go out and do this. They're not going out and do this because they just couldn't wait to go out and do this. And so, you know, this is one of those things. It's kind of like, to me, one of the ultimate examples of a Trojan horse. And you will not know the full impetus of this thing and the full dynamic until it's fully implemented, which is going to come in stages. The next big one, of course, is January 1st. So I don't provide health insurance for, I just have a handful of people here at the office. You know that. You've been here.
Yeah.
And I still had to do paperwork.
I want to know how it affects your clients and what they can get in terms of coverage to get the care from you that they may desire?
I have probably at least once a week getting some kind of a mailer in the mail saying, come to our seminar and we'll tell you what we know about this thing. And so wow. it's business as usual right now. I mean, people are coming in. Some of them have insurance. Some of them don't.
Jack, is this the reality here? Is that people who have good insurance and their companies do not cut that out from under their feet will continue to have their insurance. It's the people who don't have insurance, and it's the people whose employers decide, hey, listen, we don't need to provide you with insurance anymore. Go get your own. Those are the ones that are going to be affected.
Oh, yes.
And
that's why there's going to be layoffs.
So the people coming into Jack, Jack, can we say that they have the ability to pay for this?
Yes, I'm what is known as a cash practice.
Right.
You pay me for my services, and if your insurance covers what I do, and most insurance packages do, I give my patients the paperwork for them to turn around at that point and make their own claim, because the insurance company will reimburse them now, 10 times faster than they will me.
Let me riddle me this. More and more doctors are going your way. Where it's,
oh, absolutely.
They're saying, you know what? I don't want to deal with any insurances. I'm just going to provide super, super service, overserve for a cash practice. And this is even pushing more people out of the ability to be able to get health care.
Well, maybe in some cases. But, you know, in other cases, you know, the mantra in our office that we've found to be very true is money they have, it's peace they want. You know, they might kick and scream about a $500 or $600 bill here, but they won't hesitate for a second to go out and buy a $2,000 laptop. It's a matter of priorities and what they think that they really need. Now, there is a level of society which is way below the poverty level, which is perpetually ill and perpetually sick because they can't afford decent food, and so they're eating this packaged stuff all the time that leads to greater malnutrition. That's the group that I'm the most concerned about. And here at this office, we try to set up policies that will take care of them as well. But for the most part, like you said, it's the same thing wherever universal health care is established in Europe, Canada, wherever else. People who have good health insurance always get the best kind of medical care. Mm-hmm. Those who can't afford the health insurance are left to stand in line at the universal treatment centers. So, yeah. And you're going to see the same thing happening here.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's frustrating. It's kind of sad.
It is, because we don't know what's coming.
Right. You also have two classes of care. Everybody's entitled to the best if they can afford it. If they can't afford it, they get what's left. And we all know there are some really good doctors, and there are some average doctors, and there are some bad doctors. Same in that field as there are farmers or broadcasters or
exactly.
Auto mechanics or whatever it is. So if you don't have a lot of money, you're going to get somebody,
as always,
you get what you pay for.
Right. A system like they have in Japan. You don't pay the doctor until you get well. If you don't get well, you don't pay the doctor.
That's just it. Same thing in China.
Yeah. All right. Jack Stockwell is a great website, and it's, by the way, at jackstockwell.com. Check out the Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Da-da-da-dun.
A new one coming up on breast cancer.
Hi, Jack and Doug. You're on Good Day, 21 after the hour with Richie and Kenny, too.
Travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Is the year, 1st of October, 1965. Barry McGuire is number one. Crank it up, Richie.
Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again.
I saw him. One of T.J. Lubitsky's oldies revivals things on PBS. Man, he doesn't look at all like you think he would look, whether it was then or now. Not what you think you hear, some tough voice, some tough-looking guy. No, not at all.
Wimpy Buddy Holly looking guy?
Not quite that bad. But
right.
Doesn't look like a tough soldier. Eve of Destruction, Barry McGuire, was number one during this week for the first week of October. Last week of September, first week of October. And so after that, the next song was the first song that I ever played on the air. And it's sort of... It's an interesting story I have to tell about my radio career, based at first, anyway, on this song, which was number one when I became a young disc jockey at WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio, Richie. Very clever call letter.
Wow.
3 watts of power in the dorms.
Can hear you all the way down the end of the building.
Yes, down the street. Right.
Yep. That's the first song that I ever, it's the first day I opened the microphone, and the first thing I ever did was introduce, I wish I had a tape of that. Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. It would have been 50 years ago next week, in fact. And I did that. So, let's kind of think about this for a second. And, this is a yellow label with a red... What do they call those things with the cloud? It's the cloud. It was Bang Records. I do remember that. And I'm sitting here actually smiling, about to burst into laughter, thinking about the turntable in that studio and the gears. It was like a gear shift lever that I have on one of my tractors.
Oh, yeah. Like a chain.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was the song was number one during this week in 1965. Actually, let's see, 64 I started, was the fall of 64. Yeah, this would have been right. All right, so now this song is sandwiched in. First week is Eve of Destruction, first part of October. Then the next week is Hang On Sloopy. Then the week after that, the number one song is...
All my troubles seem so far away.
Interesting contrast with pop music.
So they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And I just saw him do this in concert 2 months ago, and he sounds every bit as good as he does here.
Well, he's more mature. His voice is better now than it was then.
His voice is amazing still.
Was he, what, 20 here, Kenny?
Oh, you were there about.
If it was, he's 71 now.
73.
at 71 now.
He's 73.
And it was 50 years ago this week.
21.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'll just sort of put it into perspective for you. The first and second week in October has been very important to me in my career. I have started 4 jobs in radio the first part of October. The first job I ever had began in the first part of October. And this program began on October 8th, 1988.
It's your anniversary.
So when is the 8th? Next Monday, right? When is the 8th?
It's next Tuesday.
Tuesday will mark the end of the 25th year of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. We start our 26th year of doing this program. And it was all built around things that go boom in October.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
That's what it is, Richie. You've got it. Thank you very much.
Here's some creative ways to save.
Sometimes a lot of money.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
One is actually about shoe leather.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Shoe leather can deteriorate pretty quickly if it's exposed to perspiration or moisture. So put a charcoal briquette into a sock and actually put it overnight in your shoe. This will keep your shoes dry and lasting a lot longer.
You saved $100 and probably a lot more. And this quirky idea?
A lot of people use citronella candles to keep mosquitoes away. Costs can add up.
Instead, hang a sheet of fabric softener near but not too close to a candle.
That will actually release odors that keep mosquitoes away.
Just 2 of the simple ideas on AARP's list of 99 great ways to save money. It's posted on AARP.org and includes travel tips, saving on car expenses, and even ways to cut your taxes. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
If I had a nickel for every child who needs a hand.
If I had a dime
for every big dream.
For every day to get out and play.
For every kiss to make it better.
If I had a penny.
Just a penny.
From you and millions of other Rite Aid shoppers.
To round up for kids' debts.
Just imagine the change.
Your change could make.
Learn how to round up your Rite Aid purchases to the nearest dollar. And give the change to kids in need at KidSense.com.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com. Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Hooties, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
To go through any more of this discussion of the Obamacare and the government shutdown. I've had enough. Enough already.
Really? Oh, kinda, there's never enough.
Had enough. Want to have some fun. Want to find out how to prepare for an awesome Halloween. I have a 2020 news quiz question. I don't know if this is news. This is a 2020 info quiz.
Okay.
All right. Info quiz. Going back in history, you're just talking about the history. By the way, welcome to a couple of new affiliates this morning. WNIX in Cleveland, Mississippi. Richie, is that right?
That's right.
WNIX. Owner of the station is a guy who has been pals with you for a long time.
No, we go way back.
And he used to carry this program and now has seen the light again. Hallelujah, he's seen the light. WNIX, Cleveland, Mississippi, first caller. From Cleveland to 888-302-3684 gets a swell Doug Steffen prize. 888-302-3684. You will find every day when you come to this program, you'll get the important stories of the day, a little fun talking about the issues of the day. Jennifer Horn is here, and Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, monitoring our social media. My name is Dudley Steffen. I'm in charge of the family. You'll hear a voice from a woman named Roberta Fasanelli once in a while when she falls off of whatever wagon she's on. And so you'll be up to date on what's going on. So as a special recognition for you, 888-302-3684, first caller from Cleveland, Mississippi, listening to WNIX, gets a swell prize. Little info about Cleveland. Also, welcoming in KIOL listeners in Iola, Kansas. Do we know where, what part of the state Iola?
I'm going to look that up right now. Somebody should call us and tell us.
Iola, Kansas, K-I-O-L.
Is this the sunflower state, or am I making that up?
Kansas is the dusty state. Dust in the wind, remember that song? Yeah. K-I-O-L, Iola, Kansas. So anybody listening to that station, we're picking up stations because of the demise of America's Morning Snooze. And this is better. You'll find anyway.
And we're all broken up about that, by the way.
We are very sad.
Yeah.
About that. K-I-O-L and W-N-I-X, hello. 888-302-3684. Okay. So here's the 2020 info quiz. We normally ask these questions about 20 past the hour and want the answers before 20, before the next hour, but I'm a little late here. Ancient Romans used a particular ingredient in invisible ink to write secrets between the lines of their official documents. From what material, and this goes sort of into a conversation we were having about my dog earlier. I don't know if that'll help you or I won't, but at any rate, it isn't exactly the same, but it's sort of, it might be considered This may be considered a classless question, but it's not really. This is very, I think this is pretty interesting to figure out where invisible ink comes from. So, the Romans used this product, this material, as invisible ink to write secrets between the lines of their official documents. And the slogan, "Read Between the Lines," was started as a result of this practice. Did you know that? You didn't know that. Now
I thought
know.
It was when you held up three fingers.
No.
That was different, right?
Secondary. Similar, but different.
Right, okay. All right, so you got that. At any rate, we'll figure that one out. You don't figure it out, I'll help you figure it out. Richie is interested in digital money. It's a fascinating world. And the reality, when you think about it, we're all talking about money because of the government shutdown, right? Did you know that only 8% of the world's money is money you can touch, you can feel?
Is actually in circulation.
Right. So where is the rest of it?
Digital. It's in the computer, in your bank, and in the Fed.
So why don't I have more money in my computer? You should see my computer this morning.
That's the thing. I just started thinking about this the other day because I don't use much cash anymore, and it just kind of dawned on me how much actual money is in circulation as opposed to sitting on somebody's books somewhere in a bank. And when I say books, on their computers, on their ledgers.
Uh-huh.
And so I looked it up and found out in the world, only 8% of money is actually in circulation that you can see, touch, and feel. Right. Everything else is in a bookkeeping program on a computer.
Isn't that weird?
Either at the Fed or at the banks.
Being how boring. Don't you want to touch it?
So, I do want to touch it.
And one of the other things that was cool, and Doug, I don't have the information in front of me. You do, because I sent it to you.
Yes.
Is that it started, I think, after World War II, that banks started putting their information on digital tapes, much like reel-to-reels, big, thick ones, and sending them to the Federal Reserve Bank, who would then calculate, okay, this bank has this much money. So it all started back then, and that credit cards started in the 50s. And the first credit card was, Doug?
It's got to be Diner's Club.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Because that's
Diner's
what Doug
Club.
Still uses. You whip that thing out, everybody's like, what is the Diner's Club? What is that?
Thank you very much.
Like, no one even knows.
Diner's Club. Okay. You know
and
what
the
I was
second
doing?
One was Bank
no,
America.
You were like off in your own little world. I don't even know.
Here's where I was.
Now Visa.
I was looking at the terms buck and shell out, which are part of the story, which we'll get to. Part of the term buck, as it's used to associate it with money, and shelling out money. Mm-hmm. There are two stories connecting those two terms, which I will tell you about in a moment. Actually, I was reading an email from Larry Fuss. He says, close but no cigar. WNAX is in Greenville, Mississippi, not Cleveland.
I told them that, but they didn't believe me.
Cleveland was the old station, Richie, where we used to be, WDSK.
Nice going, station.
Richie.
Way to win him over.
Yeah, right, exactly. Hi, Clay is listening in Greenville, Mississippi. Clay, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you doing? All right so far?
Yeah, I was a little confused on that myself. I knew at one time it was out of Greenville. I thought, well, maybe they did move it to Cleveland.
Yeah. All right, so
I actually work in Yazoo City. I listen in the mornings as long as I can. I'm going from Greenville to Yazoo City.
I am just
Yazoo
absolutely
City.
Happy Yazoo. To be on in Yazoo City. That just makes
right.
my day.
Right.
That's
how
so
far?
Cool.
Tell us about Yazoo, Yazoo City. What's going on in Yazoo City?
Well, it's the closest place that has hills. Greenville's nothing but something.
Greenville's flat, and Yazoo City has hills?
Yeah, so it's kind of exciting to get to go to a place and see some hills every day. But
typical man, always looking to see the hills.
Are the hills alive with the sound of music there, Clay, or are they alive with the sound of the Good Day program?
No, it's too far to be able to pick up. I lose the signal about halfway there. It's a 70-mile drive.
Really?
Wow.
We have to get the tower moved to the top of the hill.
And you do that every day?
Yeah. Just about every day, yeah.
All right,
what do
so your your swell prize, you should ask Doug for some gas money.
Yeah.
Sorry, Doug.
All right, no, that's okay. How much does it cost to fill up your tank?
$1,000.
Mine too.
I think it's a 16-gallon tank.
16 times 3 is 48.
Three? Where do you live?
Now, that, gas is cheap in Mississippi.
No, oh, yeah. It's cheaper. It's actually gone down. I bought this morning. It was like $3.07.
All right. I'm sending you a check for $48. Hold on just a second, and Michael will get your info. All right, Clay?
Okay, thank you.
Call us before you cash it.
And I get 10% because I'm your agent.
Hey, Clay.
We have a new
jingle for the Good Day program. You ready?
Yeah.
Dougie in the morning. How's that sound?
That'll work.
Close to the
only. We'll phone you.
Yeah. Right. Wow. I was just taking a shot at the Imus. They used to have Imus on there.
Wow.
All right, Clay, good man. Hold on a second.
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack. Yes, exactly. All right, let's see here. So, Larry, I hope he's forgiven us already because we're in green. Now, what, I'm getting all this. Bob's going to give me some starch, too. What is he saying? Here we go. So...
Anyway. What about me?
Hey, any of you people Cleveland just tuning in for Greenville? The first time? This is
Mary.
The segment where Doug reads his email on the air.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we just said, wait.
Mary. Where's Mary? Hi, what's
good
going
morning.
On? You have a an answer to our 2020 info quiz, which is focused on trying to figure out what it is that is the component of invisible ink. Did you figure it out?
I think I have. You were talking about animals, and I have a passel of animals here. So I'm going to guess dog saliva.
That's an awesome guess.
Oh. That is a good guess. It isn't dog saliva. It's dog urine.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Yep. Invisible ink is made out of... well, listen, what do you want from me? I told you it would be a little...
So how did they make it visible? Once they used it, what was the secret?
Black light.
Black. So back in ancient Romans had black lights and Jimmy Hendrix fuzzy posters.
Checker kits that you take to hotels.
Yeah, there's an app for that.
Right. Keep on trucking posters.
Yeah. Well, Richie's asked a question which sadly I cannot answer. However, somebody's probably going to go to Wikipedia and figure out what the answer is. I don't know how you read invisible ink, whether it's made from urine or whatever it's made from.
Or but Mayan.
I'll find out here.
All right, Richie, find out. Mary, thank you.
Thank you.
Should we give her
day.
A swell prize?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give you a swell prize, too. All right, I'm not going to have time if I keep this up to talk about how to prep for an awesome Halloween. I do want to finish one other item of interest here. The essence of money... Digital money, what you carry, what you have, what you don't have, what doesn't exist. Richie says 8% of the world's money is physical currency. Also related to money, the term buck. I'll give you $20. I'll give you $100. Do you know where that came from, Jennifer?
No.
Kenny?
From a bucket.
No.
No, I don't.
Richie does because he did the work. You want me to tell the story or you want to tell the story?
It comes from when Indians were trading buck skins.
Yep.
Oh,
deer
I
skins.
Gotcha.
Trading bucks. Buck skins. Right. Okay. So now, Richie, explain where the term shelled out comes from.
When they used to trade shells for currency.
Yep. Shells and deer skin. Both barter objects and were as good as money. You know, it wasn't that there was money around. The Europeans, I believe, originally, maybe the Chinese. I'm trying to remember
either
where
the
money
was. The Chinese or the Romans.
No, it wasn't the Romans. The Romans didn't start using currency. I think it was the Chinese, actually, using things that look like coins as exchange. Now, how they banked them remains to be seen. I'm not sure where the original bank was. Some wise apple is probably going to tell us Israel, but that's not the case because Israel didn't come around.
Another interesting factoid here was that 95% of all the money the Treasury creates, I think it was 695 million new bills a day.
Yeah.
Or dollars worth, and 95% of that is to replace old currency.
Well, it costs $400 million a year to replace the currency that gets worn out, and they burn up the old currency. What would make more sense is if they spent a lot less to create coins, and they don't have to burn them and get rid of them. That's not practical because the American people don't like the idea of coins. They like the paper money because it feels like something, and coins are heavy and cumbersome, and the American public in poll after poll after poll says, no, we don't want it. So that's where that all comes from. So, Richie, we'll have enough time. We'll spend a couple of minutes advice on preparing for an awesome Halloween coming up here on Good Day.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays helps seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili. And maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now, that's how you spell relief.
The Doug Stafford Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Pumpkin carving.
I love pumpkin carving.
Halloween made easy. Pick out your pumpkin now and teach. Didn't you, Richie, teach your children how to carve the pumpkins last year? Do I remember that?
I teach them every year, yeah. We do it every year.
All right, but you got to be careful with the carving tools.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You don't use cheap carving sets. Buy the Dremel Pumpkin Carving Kit. D-R-E-M-E-L.
The Dremel tools are very cool.
Sponsored by Dremel.
You know what I use?
No, they're just telling people.
I use my big old Black & Decker drill.
Linoleum cutter is good. That's
Here's an idea. You guys could get the Kraft pumpkins from Michaels. It costs like a dollar.
Yeah.
And then you can just cut them out usually with scissors, and it looks really cool. And they last from year to year. So
what, those are plastic, though?
Yeah, they're great.
It's like having a...
Oh, no.
Come on.
You got to get sloppy. You got to make a mess.
I don't know. All I know is I'm going to get my pretty plastic pumpkin, and I'm going to bejewel it with my initials this year.
What?
I'll put pictures
Never
on
mind.
Facebook.
All right. Leave it alone.
Party dishes for Halloween. Butternut squash or soup. Crispy sweet potato fries.
Mm-hmm.
Also good for Halloween Eve or pre-Halloween Eve.
And you can make mummy wieners. You know where you take a hot dog and wrap crescent rolls around it and make them into mummies.
Oh, cool. Right.
I didn't know that.
Those are cute.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. What other? There was one other thing here that I thought was pretty compelling. Oh, pumpkin ice cream.
Oh, it's my favorite.
And pumpkin ice cream sandwiches made with dark chocolate cookies. That's what we got to do that down there.
Yum.
So, yummy.
Isn't that yum? Yeah. All right, a couple of ideas for Halloween as you're preparing, getting ready a little early in the month. 51 after on Good Day.
You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men.
Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Ask yourself, who'd watch for me? My only friend, who could it be? It's hard to say it.
Alright, we're gonna get out of this fast. This is not one of those songs that, even though it comes from a good movie, it just, it's, and they're great performers, Eric Clapton and Sting doing It's Probably Me from the movie Lethal Weapon 3. Reason we're playing it is to acknowledge Sting's birthday. He's 62 today, so happy birthday to him. But I like the upbeat stuff, so let's keep moving here, Richie.
Sure.
Speaking of upbeat, Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's here with some movie news. We have our movie contest as well. Why do I think we just did this movie a short time ago, Kenny?
I don't know.
Well, it's a good movie. I remember talking about this, it seems to me, because it happened, it took place. Oh, I know why we were. Maybe we weren't talking. We didn't do the movie. We were talking about the movie as it was supposedly loosely based on the life of Whitey Bulger, right? I think that's.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that the story? I think that's the story. I didn't give you enough. Do you know what the movie is already, then, Chuck? Where's
no.
Richie? Huh?
Let's get the clip.
All right. We got three audio clips from this movie that was number one during this week in 2006. My heavens, I can't believe it was 7 years ago. This movie was popular. It seems more recent to me. 888-302-3684. If, in fact, you are new to the program, this is how this works. We play three of these clips together. And then what we'll do is ask you to try to figure out what the name of the movie is, give you a swell prize if you've never won before on Movie Moments. So that gives all our new listeners on all those new stations a chance to rip us off. Well, not really, because they're winning legitimately. Here's the first clue.
You accused me once. I put up with it. You accused me twice. I quit.
He got killed in the movie. 888-302-3684. Right? He did. His character. Got killed in the movie.
Okay.
They all got.
Let's
you don't know it?
Going.
Really? All right, next.
I think I have a clue.
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I never saw it.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But it was
right. Well, now you know how it ends.
Right. Yeah. All right. All right, Chucky, you got it?
I got it.
I got it. I always love it when Chucker says, I got it. All right, it's more important the audience get it, frankly, because they're going to get the swell prize. Here's the last clue.
I'm sure by now you know I got an informer in my outfit.
Yeah, it looked like a rough movie, didn't it?
Ah, it was a rough movie.
Yeah.
I don't usually like those kind of movies. Maybe it's because it took place in Boston, and that I and all the Boston locals
right.
were in it.
Right.
The only one who wasn't in it was Affleck, but all the rest of them were in it. And So it just kind of, it was something you had to see because you got to see. It was kind of like the movie with Mel Gibson a couple of years ago where he was a cop in Boston. You got to, whenever there's a movie shot in your hometown, you got to go see it just right. to see if they get all the angles, unless you live in
just
L.A.
You made it.
Right, exactly. All right, 888-302-3684 to name the movie. Meanwhile, Chucker has some movie news for us. What's going on, Chuck?
This is interesting, Doug. Universal Pictures moving forward with Legend of Conan, which will bring back Arnold Schwarzenegger as Conan the Barbarian in the 60s.
Really?
They hired the writer of Wall Street to pen the script. Now, Arnold has a speed plan with Sylvester Stallone coming out in mid this month. He's currently filming The Expendables 3, and most likely, reportedly, will be part of the Terminator franchise. Now, the big question is, would you spend $100 million bringing Arnold Schwarzenegger back to play Conan the Barbarian? If I was the Universal's accountant, I would not, because I just don't think there's a huge Arnold Schwarzenegger audience anymore, despite the fact that I grew up with him and I love him. And I thought The Last Stand, which was his last comeback film, was very entertaining. But I still say the jury is out whether there's an audience for Arnold and Stallone, a big audience in movies.
I think that you answered your own question when you look at the, for example, the Expendables, that kind of stuff will draw a crowd because of those two guys being together.
It's an ensemble film.
I think, the problem with the Conan thing is so violent. Can he pull that off again, and can he get his body back to the shape it was in when he played that role? Can he become that bulked up in that role? Because that's what people are going to respect.
Get closer. I'm going to chop your head off.
Yeah. Right. Jordan, what was that? James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah.
One other bit of news. 20th Century Fox doing a second rewrite on the script for a reboot of the superhero Fantastic Four. So that's a project at least a year away from filming. And one bit of TV news. NBC looks to have a solidified hit with The Blacklist, the second episode, drawing over 11 million.
It's a great show. I got to check that out. Richie keeps telling me to check it out. Tyler's in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Hi, Tyler.
How's it going?
All right, thank you. What's the name of the movie?
That would be The Departed.
The Departed. You enjoyed the movie, did you?
A couple times, actually.
Couple of times. All right. So there you go. Male viewers, Richie, and male listeners. We like them. Stand by for your prize, sir. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.